Hey everybody, welcome to Journey Through the Generations. We are back with another episode, a special episode.
Yes, I'm super excited about this. One of the good things about going to Roots Tech is that you get to meet and talk to some of the people that you follow on Facebook or listen to their podcasts and stuff like that.
Yeah, so while we were at Roots Tech, we had the opportunity, well, not we, Trisha, had the opportunity to interview Janice Gilliard. So tell us a little bit about Janice.
Janice, she's the co-host of the podcast Speak On It, History and Genealogy Conversations. She has been researching her own personal family for over 20 years, and she has gone back to 1720 here in the United States.
Yeah, we met her, and this is the second time I've met her. She probably she says she remembers me, but I don't think she did. I think she was just being nice, but I met her at a genealogy conference a few years back, and I mentioned that I met her. I had done some video recording of her, and she was like, oh yeah, I remember you, but I don't think she really did.
I'm sure she did.
But such a nice and sweet lady. She was just really complimentary of the things that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And was just telling us about her background, her story. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed talking to her.
Yes, the conversation that we had was very informative. And like I said, she's been researching for over 20 years. So she is very knowledgeable of genealogy in general, but especially African-American genealogy.
Right. So what we're going to do right now is play you the interview that we did at Roots Tech. So you'll hear a lot of noise in the background because we were in the expo hall when we recorded. But we will play that for you now, and then we'll come back and close out the podcast episode.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go, y'all. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Trisha with Journey Through Generations, and I'm here at Roots Tech, and I have with me the lovely Janice Gilliard. Thank you for having the time to sit with me today.
Trisha, thank you so much for your hospitality, and I'm happy to be here. It's an honor and a blessing. Thank you.
Will you tell us how you got started in genealogy?
Oh my goodness. My story is a little bit different than most people. Right?
Okay.
So my husband was working on it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was like, okay, that's cool. And I know who my family is. But then I found it to be a little irritating because he was on the phone. Now, mind you, this is 27 years ago before Facebook and like really big deal with cell phones.
Right.
I'm like, who are you talking to now? And so because I was constantly irritated, I'm just being very honest.
Yes.
One day he said to me, you should do your family research. You should research your family history. And I said, I know who they are.
I know my family.
So parents, very easy. Grandparents, very easy. Who are your great-grandparents? And I kid you not, it was like somebody scratching, you know, like a wall or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And so that was a challenge for me. And that's how I actually got started, based on a challenge from my husband.
Okay. Well, tell me what the classes that you're, the session that you're teaching here at Roots Tech.
African-American genealogy. Let the truth be told.
Okay.
So I paused for a second because I was like, now after working on it, it's let the truth be told and revealed. Revealed and told. And so for me, my presentation is basically about my great-grandfather.
Okay.
And family lore and how, you know, they just had this one picture that they were constantly circulating.
Okay.
So I'm like, but what's the story, you know? And nobody had any information. And so that is what led me to delve into, okay, so I need to find out what the story is more than just having a name. And so from that, and their big thing, and you know most African American families, it's, oh, I have Cherokee in my family. And so after researching for a number of years, it's like, I'm not finding that, right? And for a lot of families, they do find that that's not the case, that it's white ancestor, black ancestor together. So for me, with Let the Truth Be Told, it was true. He wasn't Cherokee, but he was actually Narragansett.
Wow.
With the Poconoka tribe out of Rhode Island. And so my presentation deals with my journey to get started with that story. And again, this is now, mind you, this is after 20 years of researching and not finding anything. And so someone took a DNA test, connected me to some very, very profound history about my family, and I don't want to give everything away.
Okay.
And it traces my family all the way back to 1720. And also to...
That's like the birth of our country.
Okay.
Like serious.
Right. And so with that, I actually have an ancestor who's on the 1776 military census.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm in the process of researching whether he actually fought in the Revolutionary War or not. He was listed in Rhode Island. And the thing about it is, with Rhode Island, with their history, they didn't have enough white people to serve. So they said, okay, we'll take the black people, we'll take the native people.
We need more people.
Right. So I believe that the reason that he was on that census record is because he did fight. So now it's about me finding documentation. But for me, the other part of it is a cousin that I found, you know, through this DNA match, invited me to come to Rhode Island November 7th, about 2 years ago. And I said, well, what's going on? He says, oh, we're celebrating the 400th anniversary of the pilgrims coming. And my response was, what does that have to do with me? And he goes, well, the native people that they met with are your ancestors.
Wow.
So I went to that 400th anniversary celebration, and it totally, totally changed my life. Genealogy has completely changed my life, but that experience, to know that there are times that you think you've gotten to a certain point, or you have an EOL, end-of-the-line ancestor, and something just nudges you and pushes you. And for me, I believe that part is spiritual. And when I did, where I thought that I would never, ever find my great-grandfather's father, I actually did. And turns out he fought in the Civil War. He did so many things, and I'm going to talk about it in my presentation. He was a mariner. He was a Freedmen's Bureau teacher. He ran a political campaign for Horace Greeley.
He was the Renaissance man of his
time. Yes, and it's just, it's everything that I found out about him, and then his ancestors, even down to, you know, they're in Rhode Island, then they're in Massachusetts, then they're in Connecticut. So when they were having that case that for Amistad, my ancestors attended Talcott Congregational Church in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut, and they were in that court.
That gives me chills.
Right. So they were free people of color, but their whole thing was, if everybody else isn't free, then we've got work to do. They had a newspaper. It was called the Charter Oaks newspaper. It was an anti-slavery newspaper. So for me, that DNA match that I got has just opened up a whole other world of research for me, and also some documentation with work that's already been done.
That is amazing. Why did you think that RootsTech was the important place for you to bring this information in this session to the masses?
I have presented for RootsTech virtually the past 2 years, and then I just thought, you know what, I would love to present again based on the new information that I have. So I've done African American genealogy, like how to get started, how to use the records that are available, discounting that myth that records are not available past 1870. And so I thought, you know what would I do if I presented this year? That's what I was asked. Mm-hmm. I said, African American genealogy. Let the truth be told. And that is like a wide umbrella.
Right.
But, you know, you only have an hour, so my focus is on that story, what I have found, how genealogy... Someone told me a long time ago, I think it's Cheryl Wills, she said, when you conduct genealogy, family research on your family, it will bless your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it has blessed my life. I love me, but I feel all of the information that I've found recently, it empowers me to be able, it encourages me and challenges me to be better and to help other people and to talk to people of color and let them know, look, you need to do this.
Right.
Like anybody, really, do your family history. It's worth it. It's important. So RootsTech, I'm like, what a great place to come and share that story, and also representation.
Right.
You know, to see that, oh, wait a minute, I'm African-American, I'm black. You know, there are records. Yes, to hit home again that, yes, there are records that are available. Yes, you can do it. And no, it's not impossible. If you want to pay a researcher, okay, that's fine. But if you want to do it on your own, there are so many resources available that, yes, you can do it on your own and be successful. All you have to do is start. So I'm excited to have an opportunity to be here at RootsTech and share my case history, share my story, and my passion for genealogy, and just to be like, come on, everybody. Come on, get on board.
Get on board.
You can do this.
So what advice would you give to someone who has a roadblock, a stumbling block in their family history? Like you said, the 1870s.
I'm going to use myself as an example. For my great-grandfather's father, about 2 years, I just said, okay, that's it. I'm done. There was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
On his death certificate, it said, father, unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no paper trail. There wasn't anything, and I had given up. If you are at a roadblock, I would reverse that. Don't ever give up.
Okay.
The information is there. sometimes you just have to take a step back, come back and revisit, review all of your information. Maybe there's just something that you missed. Use myself as an example. On my great-grandfather's, there were several census records, right? And they all said that he was born in South Carolina. But there were two that said where his father was born, it said Connecticut. That's interesting. I thought that it was a mistake. It wasn't. And so what I'm thinking is that the census taker that particular day actually spoke to him, not someone else. And so his father was born in Connecticut. So if you have a roadblock, just look at all the resources that are there. Take a step back. Take your information. Spread it out. Look at what you have. Just slow. Because sometimes we watch Finding Your Roots, right? I love the show.
Yeah.
You know, or we watch a documentary and we just, you know, we just think it's going to happen like that. And when it doesn't, or when we don't understand something, or if we don't understand a record set, we get frustrated. And we're like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. I've had a number of people tell me that. They're like, oh, nope, I'm tired, I'm done, I give up. I can't. And me, I'm, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, let's sit down, let's look at what you have, what can we do? And then if you're stuck, you're frustrated, can't figure it out, get a Genie buddy. Get somebody else to look at it.
That's
sometimes
a great
other
idea.
People can see something that you can't. And so don't
nice.
Give up. Exactly. Don't give up. Look at what you have. If you're stuck and you just can't see, get someone else involved. And then this is a spiritual thing. Okay, we're not in church, but genealogy is very, very spiritual.
Yes.
And for me to go back and look at that DNA, it's like, go back and look at your DNA one more time. And that nudging would not leave me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get those little hunches or those little nudges or that ancestor's name just keeps turning over and over and over again in your head, to me, that is that little thing leading you to say, go look again.
Yes, that means something.
Take another look.
That means
always take another look.
So what do you enjoy most about your research?
New discoveries, sharing information with family. I run a Facebook group of over 300 members of my family. And they, you know, we use it to celebrate major accomplishments. If the kids have really good grades, if they're going off to college, whether it's sports, anything good, we always celebrate it. What I enjoy most is sharing and letting them know we have a story. We have history. Before I started doing our family research on my maternal and paternal lines, nobody was doing anything. So to do this work, to start this journey, and to do this work, and to talk to family members, or if they call me and they're like, oh, so what can you tell me? Or I heard that you found our native ancestor. And I'm like, well, it's not Cherokee, it's Narragansett, it's Poconoket, it's out of Rhode Island, the tribe still exists. So my love and my passion is, and what do I get out of it, what do I enjoy most, is sharing when folks in my family, when they want to know, bringing them up to speed and then showing them how to do it, new discoveries. And then for me, if I help someone else, if I find something where somebody else has given up, if I find something and I can give it to them, I would call myself like the genealogy philanthropist, right?
Okay.
That is my passion, that's my heart. So it's changed my world. And you know, like, I work, but if I didn't work, this would be on, game on, 100%. So it's a lot. There's a whole lot to that, but I'll stop at that. So helping people, finding new information, being able to tell the story, being able to create a historical narrative for our family and go, hey, this is what happened. History is important. When your kids are in school, tell them to pay attention because their family was a part of every major battle, every major thing that went on in this country. I'll stop. Your ancestors were involved. We got history.
Yes.
We got history.
And that's important, not only for us, but for the next generation to know that, you know, we had a stake in this country. We did just as much as anybody else to make sure this country thrives, and don't let our history be lost.
And you know what? Okay, last one. All the HBCUs, my ancestors had something to do with a lot of them being founded. They were prolific writers, authors, pastors, teachers, and I'll close with this final like HBCU moment. I have a cousin that he was teaching at Shaw University. He retired maybe last year.
Okay.
And prior to him retiring, I found a record where two of our ancestors taught at Shaw University, a father and a son. So I sent him the information, and I promise you I'll stop with this. I sent him the information, and I said, you're never going to drive to work the same again. And so he looked at it, he printed it out, he went to go tell his colleague. His colleague was in a meeting, he's looking up at the bulletin board, he's looking at what I sent him, he's looking at the bulletin board, and what was on the bulletin board? A mother and daughter that currently teach at the university, a father and son that taught there previously, and the father and son were his ancestors and the information that I sent him. So you tell me that it's not meant for us to do this
work. It is, and I really believe that the people who are doing it are the ones who are meant to be doing it.
We are the chosen ones.
I totally believe that.
So it's not a hobby for me, and I, you know, people can call it a hobby, but I'm like, don't use hobby with me. It's a passion. It's a mandate for us to do this work.
I agree. Tell me about your podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Bernice Bennett was doing a podcast before, and so she had interviewed me about one of my ancestors. And after that interview, we just kept talking. We developed a friendship. And then she decided, you know, I think I want to take a step back. Would you be interested in doing a podcast? I was like, excuse me?
I'm sorry, what?
But I said, okay, yes. I said, can I bring somebody along with me? She said, sure. So that's Jerrica Feliciano. So we started the podcast. We were a little nervous, but we did it, and we absolutely love it. As you know, both of us, I'm the president of OX, New Jersey chapter. She's the vice president, and we work very well together. So the podcast is the same thing. Now, Chirikan and I are very, very different. Chirikan's more laid back, reserved. Me, I'm the firecracker.
Yeah.
But we so compliment one another, and we've had some amazing guests on the show, and it's doing very, very well. And the focus is history, genealogy, personal stories, just major history, historical events that are connected to an individual and nobody knows the story. So we just try to be a platform or provide a venue, opportunity rather, to share those stories.
Well, I love the podcast. I was listening to it when Bernice was doing it, and then I transitioned with you. And I'm
now
love the
she's
podcast.
Bernice is my shiro, and you know Bernice is Bernice, right? She has her own style of flavor,
yes.
And we just the same thing. Anything I do, I just try to be authentically me.
Right.
So we have our own way of doing it, but it's nice to be able to carry on her legacy. She is a mentor and a friend, and we try to operate in excellence when we do the podcast and keep it simple. But some amazing experiences. And then what I love is when we have guests on and we find out that they're family members.
Oh, I bet that's awesome.
And that's happened about several times.
That is awesome.
So it's fun. Just another way to share genealogy and history. I love her genealogy and history.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk with me today. Tell my listeners where they can find you on social media.
I am on Facebook, but if they go to my website, which is JCG, which is Janice Cross Gilliard's Genealogy Collective, if they put that in Google, it'll come right up, and that connects them to the podcast and my Facebook page.
Okay.
And I'm very, very open. If you need help, I will either try and help you or redirect you or get you started.
Well, thank you so much for your time and everything, and thank you for all you're doing in the genealogy
world. Right back at you. Thank you.
All right, guys, so we hope you enjoyed that interview. Trisha, what was your experience like, you know, actually interviewing somebody?
I was super excited. I'm sure you could probably hear in my voice how excited I was to be able to sit down and talk with her and just get a few little nuggets of information from her, because again, she is so knowledgeable, and I attended her class that she taught at Roots Tech, and it was phenomenal. I really enjoyed the conversation that we had, even before our interview, and after, actually. So I'm really appreciative of her, and I thank her so much for sitting down with me and just being so nice and so approachable. And I just feel like we connected in a way that I didn't expect.
Yeah, I do feel like we're family now.
Oh yeah, you know, she's stuck with us.
Yeah, and she's already been in contact with us since Roots Tech, and I think we'll just stay connected for many years to come. So hope you guys enjoyed that. All the information for our social media and contact information will be down in the episode notes. And we've also put Janice's social media and contact information in the episode notes, so you can go and follow her and you talk to her, tell her that you heard about her here.
Sounds great.
All right, guys, we appreciate you guys for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, you guys.